When it comes to attractiveness, when you hear that word, attractiveness, what comes to your mind? Let's explore this again as we kind of took this journey into the world of attractiveness a while back. When it comes to dating, when it comes to choosing your potential marriage partner, how important is attractiveness to you? Now, let's just look at it just from your vantage point from now. I'm not asking, you know, how important it is to you that you be attractive to that potential partner. I want to know how important it is to you that your potential partner be attractive to you. How many of you say, well, I guess if they're attractive, that's okay, but attractiveness isn't really that important to me. In fact, the more I think about it, I have to admit, attractiveness really doesn't mean much to me at all. How many of you would say that? That when it comes to the people you date, when it comes to the person you would consider marrying, attractiveness really isn't important. I'd like for us to see what Dr. Madeline Figueri, courtesy of Psychology Today, says about that. Attractiveness. Now let me see if we can approach this from two vantage points, or from one of two vantage points. Can we overplay attractiveness? Can we downplay attractiveness? Consider this. Possible mate characteristics. Good sense of humor. The person's intelligent. The person is kind, understanding. The person is family oriented. The person has good looks. Right, let me give those to you again. The person has, and again now, mate characteristics. You're looking specifically at who you would date, who you might consider marrying. Not talking about what your friend is thinking about for herself or for himself. What characteristics are you looking for? And then, kind of go through the motions of trying to guess what other people would say is important to them. Weigh these: a good sense of humor, intelligence, kindness, understanding, family oriented, good looks. Which characteristic would you rank as the most important in a romantic partner? Which would you rank as least important to you in a romantic partner? Okay, here we go. I'll give them to you again. Good sense of humor. I know, because now that you know, we want you to rank these yourselves. All right, so here we go. The person has a good sense of humor. The person is intelligent. You want the person to be kind, understanding. You want the person to be family-oriented. You want the person to have good looks. Which is most important to you? Which is least important to you? Well, research consistently shows that we rank most or all of the traits listed above as more important than good looks. We rate a good sense of humor as more important than good looks. We rate intelligence as more important than good looks. We rate kindness as more important than good looks. Understanding, more important. Family orientation as more important than good looks. However, consciously ranking traits as more or less important may not reflect the way we make our real life dating and mating decisions. If we are willing to be honest, when it comes to questions like this, a lot of people are just plain dishonest. I'm not saying all people are, because for some people, these types of ratings that would indicate that being kind, for example, is more important than good looks, for some people, that really is true. Being family oriented is more important than good looks. For some people, that's true. But you know, for a lot of people who would say that good looks is unimportant, a lot of those people are being dishonest. Dr. Figueri was talking with a close friend of hers, another female, while she looked through some online dating profiles. She's calling her friend Louise. Just calling her that. Real friend, but she's calling her Louise. And she says that Louise told her that looks were not that important to her, but a good sense of humor was a must. While Louise certainly values all of the characteristics that we've talked about, the humor, kindness, etc., not once while looking at those dating profiles did she say, this guy seems like he has a great sense of humor. Or this man really has some very kind features. Dr. Figueri points out that they stopped to further investigate men's profiles when they were physically attractive. So for Louise, although she claimed that good looks were not important to her, and although she claimed that a good sense of humor was a must, the way she was going through those profiles proved that good looks was a must. Not only was good looks important, good looks were a must for her. Because if the person, any of the men who were not physically attractive to her, didn't get the time of day, she didn't look any further at their profile. Physical attractiveness may serve as an important gatekeeper, directing us toward partners who are healthy, age appropriate, able to reproduce. I hear and read a lot about that. One of the ways that people go about choosing their mate is they look at someone who's physically attractive, because they look at that person who's physically attractive because that signals that person is healthy, that person is able to reproduce. How many of you have ever seen children of big parents? When I say big parents, overweight parents. How many of us in the 21st century have no idea of what it is to see children who have overweight parents? And that's nothing new, but I think it's even more common now than it may have been 60 years ago to see children with overweight parents. And to not only see children with overweight parents, but to see parents with overweight children, to see overweight parents with overweight children. So where does this come from? We look at a person and their physical attractiveness is important to us because that leads us to the conclusion that they can reproduce. And of course, we know that there are many cases where people who are physically attractive can't have children. Where do we get this from? People who are physically attractive are assumed to be healthy enough to reproduce. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just be honest. We just want somebody who looks good to us. I mean, come on now. And rather than pretending to be noble and virtuous by saying, well, the only reason that this person was that this person's physical attractiveness is important to me is because I concluded that we could have children. Just be honest and say, good looks are important to me. And for some of you, whether you're going to be having babies or not, you want to be having sex with someone who you find physically attractive. Think about how often women say, "He is hot." Or how often men say, "She is fine." What is the underlying message there? The underlying message is, that person is good enough for me to want to have sex with. I'd be willing to have sex with that person because that person is physically attractive. And they are not looking at that point into whether or not that person could help them have three or four children, three or four babies. It's all about pleasure for many people. Not saying all, but for many people. Can this person help me experience the sexual pleasure that I want to? I think so, because look how good he is. Or again, as a lot of women put it, he is hot. Some women will say, that man is fine. Some men will say, she is hot. And some men will say, she is sure enough fine. That physical attraction, for many people, segues into sexual attractiveness. The physical attractiveness is taken to a higher level. When I say higher level, not necessarily a higher moral level, but just a more intense level of attraction. That person's physically attractive, and so now I'm concluding that person is also sexually attractive. Let's just be honest. And I'm not saying that everyone who finds someone to be physically attractive also finds that person to be sexually attractive. Very often, we can see someone who is physically attractive and we never take it to sex. I mean, even in our own minds, we just don't go there. Yep, physically attractive, and that's it. But a lot of people do take it from physical attractiveness to sexual attractiveness. And that's why they say the person's hot, the person's fine. They're not just observing physical attraction. Sex is on the mind, too. I definitely agree with and admire Dr. Figueres' point that while they were looking at all those photos, those profiles, those photos, despite the fact that her friend claimed a good sense of humor was a must, while looks were not that important, the looks were so important to her that she would not go any further unless she considered the looks to be good. They stopped to further investigate men's profiles when they're physically attractive. And here's the thing. When we make our real-life dating and mating decisions, Dr. Figueres says physical appearance dominates those decisions. We choose to pursue relationships with those who are attractive to us. That's the case for males and females. Let's just be honest about it. There's nothing noble about being dishonest. Go ahead and be honest about it and move on. Move on from there. Men seem to consciously recognize the importance of physical attractiveness more so than women. Now, let me inject this. I don't think it's so much that men are more conscious of the importance that they place on physical attractiveness. I think that the real issue is, now ladies, don't get upset with me about this. I think that the real issue is men are just more honest about the fact that physical attractiveness is important to them. A lot of women think that it's just such a noble and virtuous thing to be dishonest and say, humor is what's most important to me. Kindness is what's most important to me. And whatever else they'll say is most important to you. When really and truly, you know, I mean, you know this. This isn't a guess. You know that if you don't find that person physically attractive, it's the end of the game. You're not going any further. For most women. Now, there are some women and there are some men who will make exceptions. They'll determine that physically, this person really isn't all that attractive. But man, what a personality. What a great personality. And they will go ahead and accept the fact that the person is not as physically attractive as they'd like for the person to be because their personality is so attractive. In fact, that personality can be much more attractive than the personality of other people who have greater physical attractiveness. So both men and women find physical attractiveness important, and they know it's important. I remember talking with a coworker some years ago, who was really, really focusing on this man's body from head to toe. And she found this man so attractive that she decided she was not going to enjoy admiring his body alone. And so she got some of her female co-workers who were standing around with her involved in it. And they were saying the same thing she was saying. And they started making all kinds of comments about his body. And when he had finally walked far enough that he was out of their line of sight, they could no longer see him. Then they finally stopped looking, and the young lady who got the whole thing started turned to me and said, "Carl, you know, we women are different from you men. When we look at a man, we're not focusing on his body and whether or not he's physically attractive. We're more interested in his mind." So I just smiled and I looked at her and said, "Uh-huh. So when you all were just lusting after that man who just walked down the hall, and you were saying, and making all those comments you were making about him, you were making those comments because you deduced just from looking at him that he's a highly intelligent man, right?" And you know what? To her credit, she immediately admitted that women lust with their eyes the same way men lust with theirs. Once she was confronted with the truth, to her credit, she admitted the truth. And she admitted that that whole thing really was about lust of the eyes. They were enjoying this man's physical attractiveness, but wanted to play it off as though they had been doing something noble and virtuous, just noticing how intelligent he was, without having said one word, with no conversation with the man at all. It was clear from the conversation they'd never seen him before. And so if they'd never seen him before, you know they'd never had any discussion with him. So how could they have determined whether he was intelligent or not? Simply by looking at his body from head to toe and from head to toe again and from head to toe again. No, come on, let's just be honest. Let's be real. So again, I really don't think that it's a matter of women just being less conscious about the importance that they place on physical attractiveness, just less honest about it. Experimental research, as well as real-life online dating and speed dating evidence, shows that physical attractiveness is equally important to both men and women. And furthermore, attractiveness is more important to our dating decisions than other factors such as personality, education, and intelligence. Evidence, and when I say evidence, they're talking about studies that they have done that show that physical attractiveness is more important to men and to women than personality, than education, than intelligence. Physical attractiveness may be so important to us because we associate other positive qualities with a pleasing appearance. For example, attractive individuals are expected to be happier and have more rewarding life experiences than unattractive individuals. And this tendency to associate attractiveness with positive qualities occurs cross-culturally. That's part of the reason that I mentioned the way some women define a man as being physically attractive. Some men define a woman as being physically attractive. They're hot. And some men and some women define, other men and women define people as being physically attractive. They're fine. Yeah, this goes across cultures. Physical attractiveness is important. Showing up important. Is it all important?